It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
We're on the Northwest Missouri State campus, game two of our double. Missouri State ranked number 5 in the nation. They come in with a 17-2 overall record. Face a Lincoln Blue Tiger team that's 1-13 and 0-9 in John Coffey. Craig McMullen is our studio engineer for tonight's games. And Matt, for this Northwest men's team, they look at a Lincoln team coming in that struggled this season, but for Northwest, I think there's a lot of things they want to see accomplished out of this game tonight.
Yeah, we saw the Bearcats really get into a nice offensive rhythm that second half against Numa, where the Bearcats put up 50 points in those final 20 minutes, and it seems like they're always just kind of focusing on themselves as far as making sure they're in the right spots defensively. The team's moving right. The offense is flowing the way it should, and you're seeing guys take the shots that the Coach Mack wants them to take. And so we saw that against Newman, expecting to see much of the same here against Lincoln tonight.
For the Bearcats coming off an 82-53 win over Newman Saturday afternoon in Wichita. For Lincoln, they lost to Northeastern State in Tahlequah, 59-50, the final score in that game. Again, Northwest and Lincoln going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back, have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest, corn, and NK soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln in the men's game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, a reminder, the Bearcat pregame is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. In the Bearcats at 17-2, 10-1 in the NIAA, Lincoln at 1-13 and 0-9. When you look at the conference stats, Lincoln at or near the bottom in almost every one of these stats, Matt Trenton. But one thing about it, when you look at their game results, while they've struggled just one win this season, they have been in virtually every game. So they're not that far away from getting some good things going.
And I feel like you and I have seen them enough, whether it was a trip to Jeff City earlier this year or even some of the returners that we've seen the past couple of years that are still on this team. There's talent there. I mean, this is a team that can go out there and run with everybody when they're on. It's just a matter of whether it's injuries or things just kind of being disjointed with some transfers coming in and trying to get mixed in well, too. They just haven't really found that rhythm, but it's a team you can't take lightly no matter what that record is.
And it's Northwest and Lincoln. We'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 582-3104. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment, carrying a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Kloss combines, and more. More info at ZIEGLERAG.com. Also from Nucor LMP, providing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, ClarindaHealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Welcome back to our pregame before Northwest Missouri State gets set to face Lincoln tonight at Bearcat Arena. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. Ben, chance to have a few days off after a tough stretch of games, in particular last week, three games on the road. What are some of the main things you've been looking at with this team this week?
It's good to get back to practice and reestablish some of the habits that we had, you know, going into Christmas break. We haven't had an opportunity to do that. But we did these last couple of days. I'm not sure if they'll show up today or not, but we're certainly improving and reestablishing some of those habits.
And what were some of those habits that you liked that you saw that they reestablished this week?
You know, offensively, just being able to drive and come to stops and really penetrate and pitch and put pressure on the defense. And then defensively, just being us, you know, nothing spectacular, getting hands on basketballs, understanding our positioning, understanding our ball screen coverage, all the fine details that when you don't have a lot of practice time, you let slip a little bit.
It's also good to maybe get just a little bit of a mental break after so many games in such a short period of time.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think that the season there's never any rest. And so, especially for us. And so, you know, I always tell the kids, if you want a break, then probably should go to a different school, because you're not going to get one tonight. You know, I mean, they're going to be ready to beat you, and you're going to have to be at your best yet again.
And it's nice to get back home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's just nice to sleep in your own bed more so than play at home. You know, we love the road, but we like to sleep in our own beds too, so it'll be good.
Now, you've got Lincoln tonight, a team one loss has really struggled there, and you look at statistically down kind of the bottom of the conference in a lot of different categories, but when you look at them on film, what stands out to you?
Offensive rebounding. You know, I think they just predetermine a missed shot, and they go hard, and you have to be ready for that. They've been in every single game so far. They haven't been really blown out until the very end, so it'll be tough. You know, it'll be a tough game, and they always play us hard, so we'll have to be ready.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor, J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Support also comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And back at Bearcat Arena as we check the starting lineups, underwritten by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsub. Maryville, the lineup for the Bearcats, much what they've had throughout the season. Wes Dreamer back in the lineup. Last Thursday against UCO, went out early in the game with an injury, set out the game on Saturday, although he was dressed. He's back out there today, one of the forward spots, a 6'7 sophomore out of Alvo, Nebraska, and Lincoln East, averaging 13 points and 5 boards a game. And a guard, Diego Bernard, a 6-foot junior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 12 points, 5 rebounds a contest. Isaiah Jackson, a 6'2 freshman from Independence, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Had a career high 8 rebounds against UCO, and in the first meeting with Lincoln, he was 5 of 5 from the field for 10 points and that 3 rebounds. Trevor Hudgens at a guard spot as well. Trevor, a 6-foot junior of Manhattan, Kansas, averaging 25 points and 2 rebounds a contest. And rounding out the lineup, Luke Waters, a 6'6 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. He's averaging 9 points and 3 boards a game. For Lincoln, under head coach Ed Wilson, he'll be starting at one of his guard spots, Alafia Ilawasika, a 6'4 senior out of Oakland, California. Also, Nashawn Rigmaiden, a 6-foot senior out of St. Louis, Missouri, and a transfer from St. Louis Community College. Derek Woods, a 6'5 junior from Nashville, Tennessee. And also Chuck Wilson, a 6'1 freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. Also Yanel Vidal in the lineup, a 5'11 junior from Holly, Colorado, and a transfer from Otero Junior College. He missed the first meeting with the Bearcats due to an injury. He's averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met.
For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clorindahealth.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is at 660-241-5001. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599. And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support also comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information or to browse inventory, TriStateFordMaryville.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Good crowd on hand for tonight's matchup between Northwest and Lincoln. The Bearcats at 17-2, 10-1 in the MIAA, ranked fifth nationally. Lincoln at 1-13 and 0-9 in the MIAA. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For our Bearcat broadcast comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, that's clarindahealth.com. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Craig McMullen is our studio engineer. And Matt, as we look over to the very far left end of the Bearcat men's basketball bench down there, there's a familiar face sitting there, and Dr. Pat Haar. He's had a long battle with COVID this year, but he is back in. It's good to see him down on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's always good to see Dr. Haar. I mean, he's a guy that just represents Northwest Missouri State in so many ways. I mean, going back to whenever you were just an undergrad here at Northwest Missouri State, you'd see him on the sidelines at games. He'd be here for Northwest Missouri State football, basketball, baseball, any sport that was out there being played. Just loves the Bearcats, represents Northwest Missouri State so well, a former Board of Regents. So great to see him healthy and back here in Maryville.
And as we look down on the court, the two teams going down there at midcourt getting ready to for this tip-off. Your officials for today's game, Willie Beeman along with Pete Larson and Jeff Hansen. Luke Waters will jump center for Northwest. He'll jump it up against Alafia Olawasago, and the tip is controlled by Lincoln in their navy blue uniforms with the white numerals and trim. The Bearcats in their home whites with the green numerals and trim. Out to the top of Key Vidal. Again, he missed the first matchup due to an injury. Dribbles on the left side. Rigmaiden out front for Vidal. Dribbles right side to the right wing. Bounce pass, tip away at the elbow by Hudgens for Northwest, and the Bearcats will take it left to right. This game just underway. On the left side is Bernard. Looks on the left side to the left baseline. Into the right corner for Hudgens. Out front right side, Dreamer. Back to Hudgens. Sets up. Wants the three in front of the Blue Tiger bench. Shot rolls out, and the rebound goes to the Blue Tigers. Across midcourt off of the right side is Chuck Wilson, the son of interim head coach Ed Wilson. They look left side, Rigmaiden. Out between the circles. Cross court right side for Vidal. Motioning for Olawasago to come out and take it atop the key with a dribble on the left side. Hands off, gets it to Wilson. In the lane he goes. His dribble knocked away, picks it up, spins in the lane, goes up the shot a little too hard. Rebound is controlled underneath the bucket by Bernard for Northwest. Now to Hudgens. Slowly across midcourt. Finds Waters. Out front, Hudgens once again. Gets a screen by Dreamer. Finds Dreamer top the key. He'll take that three out front. Takes a high bounce off the back of the rim. Crashing the board hard was Isaiah Jackson. Couldn't quite hold on to it in the far right corner. And the ball will belong to the Blue Tigers. Game just underway. No score. Vidal will inbound as he gets it to Rigmaiden. He handles the point duties. Dribbles across the Bearcat logo at midcourt. Guarded by Jackson. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front finds Woods. Looks on the left side for Vidal. Takes it out between the circles with the dribble. The elbow left side. Now Wilson. Top of the key, Vidal down the lane. Wanted to go low with it. Pass is tipped by Dreamer out of bounds off the right side. And it'll belong to the Blue Tigers with 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Good active hands there by Wes, and nearly quick enough to jump over there and snatch that one out of the air, but at least deflected it out of bounds.
Inbound near the right elbow finds Oluwasego. Out front left is Wilson. Crossgore right side, Rigmaiden. To the top of the key. And now to Woods as the shot clock sounds. Got it off just in time with the three up front. And it's now a 3-0 Lincoln lead. This game just underway. Dreamer out front. Hudgens between the circles. Dribbles left side. Down the lane he goes. Through the lane. Caught up in the air and throws it out front and stolen away. Oluwasego with it. Through the lane. Bounce pass to Rigmaiden. His shot blocked out of bounds by Dreamer, stopping the fast break layup. Blue Tigers will inbound off their baseline on the right side, rather on the left side. Rigmaiden trying to find someone open, does into the left corner. Vidal takes the long three over Hudgens. It's the side of the backboard. Hudgens comes away with it. He slows things up, finds Bernard, spins low into the lane. A little fadeaway on the right side, short. Rebound on the floor, controlled by Oluwasego for Lincoln. On the fast break, right side, through the lane to the bucket is Wilson. Misses the layup. Rebound Waters for Northwest. He breaks it away left to right across midcourt left side, looking at a two-on-three break. Slows it up, finds Jackson. Hudgens on the right side, guarded out front by Derek Woods. Free throw line, left side, Jackson. Cross-court right side, Dreamer. Now to Bernard, to the free throw line. Through the lane, the left-handed runner, no, and the rebound in the lane. Vidal in a fast break across the timeline left. Pass out front, knocked away by Bernard, picked up by Jackson. Cross midcourt right side, he'll slow it up, didn't have the numbers. Now to Hudgens, back to Jackson on the right wing. Bounce pass, low right, Dreamer. Guarded by Wilson. Now to Waters, right wing three, a little too hard. Rebound loose on the baseline, it'll go out of bounds, belong to Northwest. Chased underneath the bucket by Rigmaiden, but couldn't quite get there as he was on the baseline with it. And now Northwest will inbound baseline right with 16 on the shot clock. Vidal goes to the sideline, and Destin Williams enters the game.
I think they're going to take a look at that shot clock now as the officials discussing real quick. Corey Gilpin and Jeremiah Payton. They'll put 20 on it.
So the inbound out top between the circles. They get it to Hudgens, dribbles to the left elbow out front. There's Dreamer. Dreamer through the lane. The runner as he leans in. Won't go. There's a blocking foul as Rigmaiden kind of slid over and will pick up the foul. That's his first.
And it's good to see Wes back out there. It was about this point in the ball game 1 week ago tonight in Edmond, Oklahoma, whenever he got banged up, went to the sideline. So Wes back out there. We've heard his name a couple times already defensively, but stepping in there, fell on the floor after drawing that blocking call on Rigmaiden. Good to see him get back up and knock down his first free throw.
He's averaging 13 points a game. 83% shooter this year at the free throw line. And the second one, nothing but net. 3-2 game. Lincoln in front of Northwest. Into the front court is Williams. Out between the circles, Derek Woods. Off the right side, Wilson. Left it goes for Williams. Expires the dribble. Rigmaiden on the left lane. Goes cross court. Ball knocked away by Jackson, but picked up in the right corner by Wilson. Out to the top of the key. A jumper now at the free throw line. Good by Destin Williams, who just entered the game. And it's a 5-2 Blue Tiger lead over Northwest with 16:06 left in this first half. Hudgens out between the circles. Waters dribbles a couple times and finds on the left side Jackson. Now to Hudgens. Hooks a pass top the key back to Hudgens' left wing. Dribbles inside the arc. Back out front. There's Dreamer. Thought about the three. Now looks right side. Bernard with 10 on the shot clock. Down the lane left to the baseline. Now through the lane. Spins in the block left side. Fade away. No, he falls to the floor. And a foul coming up on the Blue Tigers. This should go on Alafia Oluwasago. And that will be his first foul. Second team foul on the Blue Tigers as Bernard will go to the line. Diego this year is 78% shooter at the charity stripe. Bearcats as a team first in the MIAA, shooting nearly 82% this season. Free throw is good. One of the top teams in the nation as well. Mark Bolin enters the game for the Blue Tigers. Oluwasago goes to the sideline. 5-3 game. Blue Tigers in front of Northwest. Second free throw by Diego is good. So far, all of the Northwest points coming at the free throw line. 5-4 game. Northwest trailing. 15-37 left in the first half. Derek Woods between the circles. A couple dribbles. Finds Rick Maiden. Pass pass in front of the scores table. Left for Williams. And a long lobbing pass into the right corner for Wilson. The three is good over Bernard. Wilson knocks down the three from the far right corner. It's an 8-4 Lincoln lead over Northwest. Just over 15 minutes left in the half. Out front left side Waters to the left wing Bernard. Now to Hudgens. Looking man-to-man defense. Right side Jackson. Does a little shoulder shrug move and gets called for the travel before putting the ball down for the dribble. Byron Alexander into the game. Jackson goes to the sideline. First turnover of the game for Northwest. Also entering the game. But actually, it looks like it'll be across midcourt left side for Destin Williams. On the floor to the left is Wilson. Now to Rick Maiden. Left side Williams once again, guarded by Hudgens. Expires the dribble into the left corner. Rick Maiden on the drive to the left baseline. Steps on the sideline first. The turnover gives it to Northwest, and they'll have it after a timeout. 14:44 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Lincoln 8-4. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at uccstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Out of the timeout, Hudgens goes with the pass to the right wing for Dreamer. Couldn't quite hold on to it. It goes out of bounds and belonged to the Blue Tigers. 14:30 left in the first half. Northwest trailing by 4-8-4. Blue Tigers with it as they go from our right to our left in this first half. Rick Maiden out front with the dribble on the right side. Trying to work a screen by Woods. Down the lane to the, underneath the bucket. Throws it away right to associate head coach Zach Snyder on the Bearcats sideline. Turn over right back to Northwest. Cats down by four as Hudgens will take it across midcourt. Alexander, Dreamer, Waters, and Bernard on the floor for the Cats. Hudgens down the lane left, baseline left. Alexander dribbles into the lane, spins inside. Little shot fake, little right-handed hook, rims around, and in. Strong move to the bucket by Byron Alexander. And it's a two-point game. Northwest down 8-6. On the left side, Williams. To the left wing, Rick Maiden. Cross-court right side for Mark Bolin. Now to Williams. Out front left, Woods. To the left wing is Wilson, top of the key. Now Bolin out front. Dribbles right side on Waters as they weave it out front. Whistle. And a moving screen foul coming up on Mark Bolin. That will be his first, team's third. 13:36 left in the half. Northwest down by 2, 8-6.
Hasn't been the cleanest game really either side to this point, John. Five turnovers now on Lincoln. Northwest with three and just 1 of 6 from the field.
Alexander dribbles inside the arc on the left baseline. Takes it into the lane of the ball. Height mismatch there as Cass trying to take advantage of it. Alexander now throws it right wing. Bernard into the right corner. Dreamer from three-point range off the front of the rim. Rebound into the lane. Waters kicks it back out front. Left side for Hudgens. Back right side. Bernard, he squares up. Wants the three. Got it. Nothing but hit. And Diego with 5 points to start this game gives the Bearcats their first lead, 9-8, with 13 minutes left in the first half. Right side with the dribble is Williams. Left-hander dribble through the lane. Bounce pass to Bolin. Takes off the left side, goes on the right side in the block, and banks it in. Bolin averaging 5 points a game, hits his first bucket. This is his 13th game he's played this season. Hasn't started any. Bounce pass from Hudgens to the left baseline for Alexander. Now leans out for the right side. Shot blocked away out of bounds by Woods. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Before they do, McKee Kimball enters the game as Rick Maiden will get a breather. Set to go. Bernard with the inbound. Right side, Dreamer fakes left, goes right. Just inside the arc, bounce pass out front. Waters now to the right wing. Hudgens, the left hand dribbles to the top of the key. Steps back as he does, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it right back to the Blue Tigers. Daniel Abreu along with Mitch Mascari to enter the game. Waters and Bernard go to the sideline for Northwest. Cast down by 1, 10-9. Blue Tigers with it as Williams walks across midcourt. Just dribbling out front. Now left side drives through the lane. His pass right side knocked loose, but a whistle. And a foul coming up on Northwest, and Mitch Mascari just entered the game. Williams to inbound off the right baseline. And before he does, a substitution. Arash Yakubi comes into the game. Yakubi in. He takes the inbound off the right side. Elbow left to Wilson. Now back right side, Kimball. Protect that. That is Williams with the dribble and a bump out front. And this foul going on Northwest and West Dreamer. That's number one on Dreamer. Bolin will inbound off the right sideline. Gets the inbound to Williams. And off the right side with the between the legs dribble. Goes cross court left side. Jacoby. Now left for Kimball. Out front right side. There's Williams with a long three. Short rebound in the lane. West Dreamer for Northwest. Clears it and finds Hudgens. He'll take across midcourt left side. Just inside the arc. Down the lane left he goes. Kicks it back left wing. There's Dreamer from three-point range. A little too hard in the rebound. Ripped down off the block on the left side by Wilson. Northwest trailing by one. Wilson dribbles to the left. Hands off. Finds Bolin. Pressure by Mascari. Cross court right side, Williams. Out front with the dribble long. Bounce pass left for Wilson as he drives. Whistle and a turnover stepping on the sideline and the ball right back to Northwest.
It's kind of a ball game that both head coaches just supremely frustrated for the first 8 minutes, 39 seconds. Again, both teams have a lot of talent on both sides, but shots aren't going down and just some costly mistakes. They're kind of unforced errors at this point.
Northwest just 2 of 10 from the field. Dreamer out front from three-point range. Misses again and the rebound. Pulled down by Wilson for the Blue Tigers. And they're on the fast break. Williams bounce pass into the left corner for Kimball. Dribbles out near the left elbow and back out in front of the scores table. They set the offense. Hands off top of the key, Bolin. Out front left, Williams once again. Shot clock at 13 seconds. Between the circles right side, Williams pulls up the right elbow. Takes the jumper. Got it. And 4 points for Williams off the bench. It's a 12-9 Lincoln lead over Northwest. Just about midway through the first half. Cats not quite getting untracked offensively as Hudgens drives to the lane left side and lays it up and in. Got a step on Bolin and lays it up.
You know, if it's not going from beyond the perimeter, just go ahead and take that one to the rim. And Trevor does such a nice job of
fending off defenders with his right arm and laying that in with his left.
Cats down by one. 15-foot jumper off the right side. Misses too hard by Williams. And Alexander with the rebound for Northwest. Now to Hutchins across midcourt, left side to the left wing. Trying to work a screen by Dreamer into the lane with the dribble. Mascari to the right wing. Hands off to Hutchins out front right side. Now right for Abreu on the right wing. His three-point attempt rolls up, and the rebound to Kimball. Northwest just one of eight on threes in this first half. Down by one, driving the right side. Whistle and a charge coming up as Kimball just kind of lowered his shoulder just a bit. A collision with Dreamer underneath the bucket. And that will be Kimball's first foul, team's third. And a break at fourth foul on the team as well for Lincoln. But a break in the action, 9:49 left in the half. Northwest trailing Lincoln 12-11. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Out of the timeout, a bounce pass from Hutchins goes low post left side for Alexander. Fouled as he goes up with the shot. This will get Alexander to the free throw line. Fouled by Kimball. A couple quick fouls on Kimball. This time getting Alexander to the line. He's got a bucket already tonight. Just a 66% shooter at the charity stripe. Free throw off the front of the rim. Northwest down by one. 12-11 to the Blue Tigers as Rickman comes into the game. Kimball to the sideline. Here's the second free throw by Alexander. That's short as well. Missed a couple free throws there and an opportunity to take the lead. Northwest down by one, 12-11. Williams to the left wing. Dribbles on Mascardi, left baseline to the bucket. Now and goes cross-court into the right corner. Tipped away by Abreu, but controlled by Vidal. Out front and a three put up and in off the right side by the Blue Tigers. As Jacoby puts it in, that is his first bucket of the game. It's a 15-11 lead for the Blue Tigers. Abreu out front. Dribbles a couple times. A bounce pass to the left side and Hutchins. Out front, Mascari. Off the right side, Mascari. Over to the left, Waters to the left baseline. On the drive into a double team, banks it and hits it. And we've got a whistle coming up. And they're going to wave off the shot. And I think a foul coming up on Waters with the charge. That'll be Luke's first foul. Bearcats been whistled for three team fouls. Mascari goes to the sideline and Diego Bernard back into the game. Cats just having a bit of trouble getting on track offensively. 3 of 13 from the field overall and 1 of 8 from three-point range. Cross midcourt right side, Williams. Hands off for Vidal. Dribbles between the circles. As they work a weave out front right, Williams. Dribbles off the left side. Looks the pass to the top of the key. Jacoby off the right side now. Out front right, Rick Maiden tries on Alexander. Inside the arc on the right side, launches the jumper, and it rolls in just before the shot clock sounds.
Boy, shot clock winding down, had to get that one off. That's a tough off-balance jumper there on the baseline. Rick Maiden made it look easy.
17-11, Lincoln in front of Northwest. Hutchins in into the front court. Left side of Brayer. Hands off for Bernard. Bounce pass to Waters. Dribbles right side. Now to Hutchins. In the man-to-man defense out of the Blue Tigers. Finds Abreu out front. Passes up for three. Dribbles down the lane right side. Into the block. Spins into a double team. Lost the handle on it. Controls it. Scoops it out right side. There's Hudgens for three-point range. It rolls around and out. And the rebound inside to Williams for the Blue Tigers. Cats coming up empty again offensively. Now to the top of the key. Akabi long three. It's good out front. He's had a couple threes coming off the bench. And it's a nine-point lead for the Blue Tigers with 7:28 left in the first half. Hudgens on the left side. Hooks the pass out front. Abreu, one dribble. Now to Waters. Waters through the lane on the left side. Fade away. Misses, but he was bumped as he goes up for the shot and fouled as Alafia Oliwagosu will pick up the foul. That's number two. And Oliwasu. He'll go to the line. Tuning a couple here. And the first one for the right-hander rims around and out.
Got a bizarre start to this game for Northwest as we're almost 13 minutes in there. The top team in the MIAA in field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, free throw percentage. And here we are. They're 3 of 14 from the field, 1 of 9 from deep, and now 4 of 7 at the charity stripe. So I think it's a little bit disjointed for these first 13 minutes.
It certainly has been. And the second free throw by Waters, that misses as well. Waters, normally an 86% shooter, missed both there. Northwest down 22-11 with 7:12 left in the first half. Out front, Jacoby. Looks on the left side, Williams. Out to Rigmaiden. Top of the key with the drive on Jackson. Pulls up the right elbow, back out. Cross-court pass tipped away by Bernard. Goes into the backcourt, chased down by Williams. Front of the scorer's table off the left side. Shot clock at 6. Down the lane left, he goes. Bumped as he goes up with a shot. And a foul will come up on Northwest. This will go on Waters. That'll be number two on Waters. Foul on the floor, so the Blue Tigers will inbound baseline left.
Yeah, after Bernard tipped that ball into the backcourt, chasing down Williams, what the Bearcats thought was a moving screen, Coach Mack in the ear of the official down there, but Bearcats not able to get the call.
But, out front, left side, Rigmaiden. Getting a screen by Woods. Dribbles to the right side. Now back to Jacoby on the left. To the free throw line. Lost the dribble. Picked up Rigmaiden. Underneath the bucket left side and in the block. Finds Woods, who puts it up and in. And a foul coming up on Northwest as Woods went up with the shot.
And it was a great look inside as Woods was all by himself. Diego Bernard came over from behind late. He's got that quick jump just trying to tip that one away from Woods from behind. And Bernard kind of popped him with his body. And that will have a chance for a three-point play.
Diego picking up his first foul, fifth as a team. Woods at the line, a 61% shooter this season, 14 of 23. He's got 5 points so far, and the lefty puts this one up and in. 23 to 11, Lincoln in front of Northwest. Lincoln shooting 64% from the field. Northwest shooting just 21%, 3 of 14. Out front right side is Luke Mostakis, who checked in during that last break. Now to Bernard. Through the lane, a little jump stop. Fadeaway dishes on the baseline for Mostakis, who gets called for the travel violation. The ball right back to the Blue Tigers.
It was a good look there by Bernard. Mostakis going baseline, but I think that pass came in pretty hot, and that's usually a shot Bernard knocks down. I think Mostakis probably expecting to try to go for an offensive board. Instead, that pass came in and just didn't expect it.
Rigmaiden across the timeline. Dribbles right past the Bearcat paw and off to the right side. In Blue Tigers in the first half, from our right to our left, a pass goes baseline underneath the bucket for Woods. Dribbles off his thigh and out of bounds, so Northwest will have it off the turnover. So eighth turnover on the Blue Tigers, showing a little bit of pressure off the inbound as Hudgens will be pressured in the backcourt by Williams. Dribbles through the jump ball circle. And get a screen by Dreamer out front. Sets up, wants the long three, rims out left, and the rebound put away inside by Rigmaiden for the Blue Tigers. Again, the Cats ice cold from the field in this first half. Rigmaiden goes cross-court left side, Jacoby at three, and he is red hot as the Bearcats are ice cold off the bench with his third three. 26-11, Blue Tigers in front of Northwest with 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Bernard through the lane, a little jumper from 14, rims around and in. And we got a timeout, Northwest, 26-13. Lincoln with the lead over Northwest, 5:25 left in the first half. We'll be back. Have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. In at this first half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Out of the timeout, an 18-2 run by the Blue Tigers as they are in front 26-13. Out front, left side, Jacoby looks into the left corner, finds Williams through the lane. Dishes low right side for Woods, who in the block off the right side just tosses it in with his left hand. And it's a 28-13 lead for the Blue Tigers. Jackson on the left wing, hands off for Bernard. Into the left corner, Jackson. Dribbles with the right hand, top of the key, Alexander. Bounce pass low left in 10 and 4, Dreamer knocked loose. Players dive after on the floor, and a held ball coming up, I believe. Dreamer on the floor, and the held ball as Derek Woods went down after it, along with Vidal of the Blue Tigers. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest with 4:48 left in this first half. And Northwest Missouri State down 28-13 to Lincoln. Back with more right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media. Support for today's broadcast comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Klaus combines, and more. For more information, ZIEGLER AG.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Cast down 28-13. They've got the ball coming out of the timeout. Low post left side is Dreamer up with a shot blocked away by Woods with his seventh block of the season. And it's a 28-13 game. Northwest trailing a rough start to this one. 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Right side pass for Wilson. Low post. Woods into lane. Forces the left-handed shot. Hits the back of the rim and falls in. Tough shot by Derek Woods. He's had a strong first half. He goes into double figures with 10. And it's a 30-13 lead for the Blue Tigers. Dreamer, quick touch pass left side. Hudgens to the baseline. Back to Dreamer, left wing. Cross court right side. Bernard fakes right, goes left through the lane to the bucket. The drive misses, and the rebound, Jacoby, for the Blue Tigers. Fast break for Williams to the bucket. Left side lays it up and in. 6 points for Williams coming off the bench. And another timeout by the Bearcats. 3:58 left. It's been all Lincoln in this first half. 32-13. The Blue Tigers over Northwest. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Lincoln right now with a 19-point lead, their largest of the game. 32-13, they lead Northwest with 3:58 left in the first half. Matt Tritt and I'm John Coffey. Our student engineer is Craig McMullen, and Matt, this has been a rough start to this game for the number five team in the nation.
It has, and Lincoln's got to the point where that confidence is really spilling over to where they just keep knocking down shot after shot. But, you know, until about the 6 or 7 minute mark, Northwest wasn't playing poor defensively. A couple breakdowns here or there, but not bad. It's just a matter of on the other side, there are open shots that just aren't going down right now for Northwest, and it's just one of those you got to keep shooting and know at some point it's going to go down. And this is too good of a team, especially offensively, to not hit those shots and not make a run back into this one. So it looks bleak now, but, you know, the adversity can be good for you, right?
It could be. Four of 18 from the field, Northwest, for 22%. Top of the key is Bernard. Holds it. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass in the lane for Dreamer. Spins right up with a shot. Fouled as he goes up with the shot. This will get West to the free throw line. His little spin move into Derek Woods, who picks up his first foul. Woods out of West Los Angeles College, and he was the freshman of the year at Arkansas Monticello before transferring to Lincoln. Picks up the foul there. Dreamer getting to the free throw line, where he's 2 of 2, and now 3 of 3 as he knocks down the first. Total 3 points so far. Again, West missed the Newman game on Saturday after being injured early against UCO on Thursday of last week. Here's the second by West. And that's good. And West was dressed for that game Saturday afternoon, but Northwest really didn't need him with that matchup with Newman, an 82-53 win. And he's out there, started tonight, played a lot of minutes here in the first half. 32-15, Northwest trailing. Williams down the lane, left side, looks into the left corner. There's Wilson from a three-point range, a little hard on the right side. Rebound goes to Dreamer. Now to Hudgens. Across the timeline, right side. Out front, Abreu. Finds on the left side, Bernard. Dreamer top of the key, into the right corner, Brayer. Posting up, now spins right, up for the shot, leans in, banks it, and hits a strong move to the bucket by Daniel Brayer. His first bucket of the game. And it's a 32-17 Northwest lead.
And the crowd trying to get back in it after that last stop for Northwest in that bucket. This crowd coming alive.
Williams down the lane, into the right corner. Wilson. Now to Williams, near the right sideline. Dribbles with the left hand, down the lane left with it. Picked up by Bernard as he picks up his dribble. Turns, takes the fadeaway jumper, nothing but net from about 12 feet up. And Williams with 8 points off the bench, 34-17, Lincoln in front of Northwest. Hudgens across the timeline, left side, off the left wing. Dribbles inside the arc. Little hesitation move. Then he blows past his defender in Wilson and lays it up and in. Hudgens with 4 points, and it's a 34-19 game. Lincoln with the lead. Across the midcourt line, Destin Williams dribbles to the left wing. Long bounce pass knocked loose by Alexander, but it goes to Rigmaiden out to the top. Driving the lane, Woods to the bucket. Lays it up, misses. Rebound caroms to Alexander for Northwest. Hudgens down the left side to the left wing.
And credit that miss to Alexander for coming in and contesting it.
Out front left, Dreamer from three-point range is good. That was a tough shot over Yacobi, and he got it to go. Dreamer with his first three of the game. And Northwest drawing 34-22 with 1:49 left in the first half. And the Blue Tigers want a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 1:49 left in this first half.
And you know what? It was Lincoln using an 18-2 run to open things up to a 15-point lead. And they kept kind of adding to it and adding to it. And here Northwest is trying to make a push here late in this first half. Of, you know what? For as much as Northwest was trailing at 1 point by 19 points, if they can make this a single-digit ball game heading into halftime, you have to feel pretty good about that, because it was just a matter of starting out ice-cold across the board. Nobody could hit a shot, but here they're finding some life. The crowd is behind them, and you know what? A couple defensive stops can lead to some offense for this team.
Well, Streamer knocking down that three, just the second for the Bearcats tonight. 2 of 11 overall, but that was a big bucket by West.
Yeah, that really was, and he especially starting out 0 of 5 from the field before knocking down that three-pointer. Of course, a little bit cold after not playing against Newman, as you mentioned, and barely at all against UCO. So hopefully that's a sign that he's coming around.
34-22, Northwest drilling, 1:46 left in the half. Blue Tigers with it out of the timeout. Across midcourt, Destin Williams dribbles to the right wing. Expires the dribble. Out front, Rigmaiden. Hands off to Wilson out of the weave. Now to Williams. Down the lane he goes. A little runner from 12 rattles out. The rebound to Abreu for Northwest. And gets it to Hudgens. Across midcourt, right side to the right wing. Out of the free throw line. Through the lane. He goes to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Begin to see Trevor take over just a bit as well. It's a 10-point game with 1:12 left in at this first half. Northwest trailing 34-24. Out front, Williams. To Rigmaiden with the chest pass. He looks back at his head coach in Ed Wilson. Just under a minute left in the half. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Rigmaiden between the circles. Drives on Isaiah Jackson. Down the lane. Dreamer picks him up. Leans up and banks it in. Strong move to the bucket by Rigmaiden. He's got 4 points. 12-point game. Northwest down. 43 seconds left in the half. Hudgens at the left wing. Out front, Dreamer. Cross court right side. Bernard dribbles to the right corner. Now to the right baseline. Into the lane. Kicks it left corner. There's an open Hudgens from 3-point range. It's good.
No look pass from Bernard, and Trevor knocks it down.
36-27, Northwest trails. 23 seconds left in the half. Rigmaiden in front of the into the front court off the right side. Being pressured by Isaiah Jackson. Dribbles left. And a double team with Bernard and Jackson. Left side pass for Williams into the left corner. Bolin from 3-point range takes a high bounce off the rim. As Hudgens fights for the rebound, pushes it down the floor, left to right, to the left wing, pulls up. Long three as the buzzer sounds, it rims out. Just about got it to go, but the Cats will go into the locker room at halftime with a better momentum, though, as they trail Lincoln 36-27. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 each Saturday. Appointments can be scheduled online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main and Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
36-27, the Blue Tigers with the lead over the Bearcats as we're at halftime here at Bearcat Arena. This doubleheader with Lincoln with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Craig McMullen is our studio engineer. And Matt, you look at this first half. A couple of runs in this one. One big one for Lincoln, a 20-2 run. And then the Bearcats at the end of the half on a 14-4 run. So the Cats taking a little bit of momentum going into halftime here.
Yeah, I mean, it looked a little bit bleak there, 32-13, but you have to know who's on that sideline for Northwest Missouri State, who's wearing those white jerseys, and this is a team with so much fight in there, a good 14-4 run to make it a 9-point game, and it feels much more manageable now. You do have it cut to single digits, but it's one of those things of you're so good at something, you want to challenge yourself. The Bearcats know Lincoln doesn't have any conference wins, and they do have a lot of talent over there, but it's one of those of, all right, our backs are against the wall. Now let's just go let loose. And you see this team having fun. And you know, that last probably 3 minutes of the first half all of a sudden looked like NCAA tournament Bearcats. So we're playing with everything, the edge and everything. It was a lot of fun to watch, but it was kind of that first 17 minutes. It's kind of long to get to that point, though.
Cats down at halftime as they trail the Lincoln Blue Tigers 36-27. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women winners over in Lincoln 63-46. When we come back, Matt will talk with Austin Meyer, the head coach of the Northwest women's team, about that win. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team trailing Lincoln 36-27 here at halftime in our first game of the night. It was the Bearcat women taking down Lincoln 63-46. Northwest Missouri State is now 14-5 overall and 9-4 in the MIAA. Head coach Austin Meyer is joining us. Coach Meyer, coming out, a 17-point win. Lincoln was able to cut into it and make it a 12-point game there in the second half. You push back to 17, but overall your team came out and felt like they dominated really start to finish in this one.
Yeah, I thought we played well, especially early, and I thought we were pretty locked in defensively. We didn't have a ton of breakdowns. And then, third quarter, we built a lead, and sometimes that can be hard, but we just kind of let up a little bit and let them get going. They made some plays, and they played really hard through the entire game. So give them credit, but we got to be better in that third quarter moving forward.
You know, we've talked a lot about fast starts of coming out and getting that offense jump-started early. And the first couple possessions were slow, but then he really blew up, especially in that second quarter. You go for 20 points, outscoring them by 14 in that quarter alone. Shots were going down, and you could really see that confidence from three.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing. If we can get, consistently making shots where, we rely a lot on our defense. We take pretty good care of the ball, which we didn't do a very good job of it tonight. But overall through the season, we're a team that, doesn't allow teams to score much, and we take pretty good care of the ball. Well, if you do those things, you're going to have a chance to win. And then if you have good shooting games on top of that, you can have big wins. But so I think hitting some shots early, obviously Kelderman got some good looks, CK as well. So they ran a little three-quarter court press. I thought we did a good job of looking up the floor, not being passive against it and attacking it, and we got pretty good shots.
We kind of talked in pregame, not on the air, but, man, it feels like Peyton's about to go off for his 5 3-pointers in one ball game. She finished 3 for 5 tonight. She was very efficient, but you do have some shooters that getting better and better with, Kelderman and Kessman, who you mentioned, both freshmen, and both have a lot of time still left to grow in the program.
Yeah, definitely. We want them shooting it when they're open. Fleming as well, she got 5 really good looks tonight, and she struggled shooting, but she's been a good shooter for us all year, so we want to make sure that we continue to get good looks. The shot selection part is a big piece of what we do. We want the right people taking them, rhythm shots, driving kick, and I thought for the most part we took pretty good shots tonight, so we got to make sure it's the kind of that process that we're getting the good shots, and then just hopefully they go down.
You said in the preseason before an injury, Kelsey Fields was really coming on strong. Is this the Kelsey Fields you were seeing in preseason?
Yeah, absolutely. She's been really good for us. Double-double in 15 minutes of play. She's going to be really good. She's going to continue to get better. I think from a catching the ball hand standpoint, she's even gotten better. She came in with pretty good hands, but I think she's even gotten better in that department. You're seeing her just go snatch rebounds and crowds and strong rebounds. And, she's been doing really good, and she's one of those kids that's just – she's only going to get better.
There's one of those offensive boards, too, or potential ones. It's right there, and the Lincoln player just trying to keep it from her, bats it out of bounds. It's just kind of that effect of – a dominant rebounder, someone that's right there, can really affect the game in a major way. Mallory McConkey also hits a milestone tonight. She crossed the 1,000-point barrier, one of 19 Bearcats ever to have 1,000 points, 500 rebounds. What she meant to this program, just to come in, continue to work, wasn't part of one of your recruiting classes. She was already here, but she put in the time and has bought in.
Oh, yeah, definitely a kid that, we look for, even though we didn't recruit her. That's what we look for in kids, and the reason she's here still now is she just plays so hard. She's competitive. She works her tail off, preseason conditioning. She gets in the gym a ton with Coach Houston, and she's just a winner. She doesn't really care about – the 1,000 points is great and everything, but she wants to win, and she wants to be a great teammate. And, I think early on the season, our new freshman, she's a fifth-year senior, so she's, 5 years older than some of the younger freshmen, but she's staying after practice, talking to them. She doesn't ever complain. She's always in, you know, a good mood, and she doesn't really worry about the little things. She's just an awesome kid, and you know, she's been great for us.
You know, they announced that over the PA at a timeout, and she was in there and kept her head down. She did not want any part of that. It's not about her personally, and so it's good to see Bearcats like that and the selfless attitude too. As we wrap up to 14-5, you've doubled your win total in just 19 games. You had 7 wins last year in 22 ball games. This team's made leaps and bounds. We still have a lot of time left.
Yeah, you know, sitting there leaving the game and kind of disappointed with how we played in the second half, and then we kind of said, hey, we won a game by 17, and we're not overly happy about it. So I think that's kind of shows where we're at. Our expectations are a lot higher now than they have been in the past. And, yeah, if we just keep coming to work, keep getting better, stay together as a team, you know, we got a chance to have a good run here down the stretch, but we got a lot of work to do because the league's so good.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer joining us. The Bearcat women win at 63-46. They're back home on Saturday at 1:30, taking on Central Missouri. Right now, halftime of the men's game. Northwest is trailing 36-27. We will take a break. When we come back, John Coffey will have your halftime stats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesaintjoe.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seed has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow Seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
And again, the halftime report underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. At the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Lincoln 36-27. They used a 14-4 run to close out the first half. And for the Bearcats, shooting 38% from the field, 9-24, just 3-13 on threes, and 6-10 at the free throw line. For Lincoln, 63% from the field, 15-24, 5-9 on threes, and 1-1 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals, Northwest has been out rebounded by Lincoln at 14-12, and the turnovers out of the first half, 6 turnovers for the Bearcats and 8 for Lincoln. Individually for Northwest, no one in double figures. Trevor Hudgens with 9 points leads the way. And for Lincoln, one player in double figures, that's Derek Woods with 10. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State down 36-27 to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll be back. Gets that for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millanddinsdaleseed.com. and from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services and upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. And from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph. Also from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
36-27, the score in Lincoln with the lead over Northwest. As we get ready for second half play, the Blue Tigers will inbound as they go from our left to our right in this second half in their navy blue uniforms with white numerals and trim. The Bearcats in their home whites with the green numerals and trim. After the top of the key, Derek Woods, who had a strong first half, gets it to Rick Maiden. Cross court left side for Oluwasago. And a foul out front as the pass went to Wilson and a reach in dribble. Dreamer will pick up the foul. That'll be his second reaching in and knocking the ball away. 36-27, Northwest Missouri State trailing. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Craig McMullen is our studio engineer for tonight's games. Rick Maiden out top, dribbles to the right wing after taking the inbound. Now gets it to Vidal. Back to Rick Maiden on the right side. Dribbles with the left hand out in front of the scores table. Now switches to the right as he pulls up on the right wing. Cross court left side pass Wilson. Back to Rick Maiden. Right side three on the way with four on the shot clock. Ball didn't hit touch the net. It was tipped in bounds by Wilson, but it's controlled by Northwest as Hudgens will take it across midcourt right side. Dreamer out between the circles. Finds Hudgens. Bounce pass gets it to Dreamer out front on the left side. Dribbles once. Turns. Tosses it to Hudgens in front of the scores table on the left. Now dribbles inside the arc left side. Expires the dribble. Looking and hands off to Bernard with six on the shot clock. His dribble knocked loose on the baseline. Will belong to Northwest as Yanel Vidal had it, but he was on the baseline with it. The Cats will inbound with just 3 seconds on the shot clock. Bernard with the inbound for Hudgens. In the lane, little fade away off the left side. Good. Got it just before the shot clock sounds. Hudgens into double figures with 11 points. It's a 36-29 game. Northwest Missouri State now on a 16-4 run going back to the first half. On the left side, Rick Maiden. Between the circles, dribbles right side. Out front, Vidal. Rick Maiden on the right wing. Bounce pass, low right side, Woods. Posting up with Waters. Takes it into the lane. Little left-handed hook off the right side. Misses. The rebound. Oluwasako with a bounce pass in traffic. Ball loose in the lane. Players dive after it out near the free throw line. And a hill ball will give the ball to Northwest. Woods again diving on the floor, forcing that hill ball. Hank Jackson was down in that area as well for Northwest and Northwest Missouri State. We'll take it from our right to our left. 36-29, Northwest trailing. Also tonight, Northeastern State and Pittsburgh State in the men's game. Northeastern State up 32-15 that game at halftime. At the elbow, left side, Hudgens, top of the key, finds Dreamer. Three-pointer rims out, and the rebound on the floor, left side, Rick Maiden. He'll push it down the floor into the front court, to the right wing, out to the top of the key. guarded by Waters out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Listigo one-on-one with Waters, pulls up into lane into the right corner. Woods for three-point range. The lefty misses too hard. Rebound tipped by Dreamer, controlled by Bernard underneath the bucket for the Cats. Now to Hudgens. Waters finds Dreamer cutting through the lane. Low post right side, leans in. Shot blocked by Woods. Goes out of bounds. It's a caramel out of bounds. But there is a whistle, and a foul will be on Woods. Well, as he, a little bit of a collision with Dreamer as he went up with that shot. Second foul on Woods. And this should get West to the free throw line. Dreamer, 4-4 at the free throw line. Northwest as a team, 6 of 10. Free throw good. 8 points for West. Abreu into the game. Bernard goes to the sideline. Hudgens, Abreu, Waters, Dreamer, who's at the line with his second free throw, rims around and in. And also on the floor for Northwest, Isaiah Jackson. And Hudgens. So it's a 36-31 game, Northwest Missouri State. Now making a 5-point game after trailing by 19 in the first half. Rigby down the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. And it's a 38-31 game. Northwest Missouri State again with the lead. Second half just underway. Hudgens on the right wing. Pulls up inside the arc. Now to Dreamer right side. Cross court left, Waters. Dribbles inside the arc. His dribble nearly stolen away. Waters controls. They swing it right side, Hudgens. Now to Dreamer. Thought about the three. Goes to the elbow right. Now to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbles inside the arc. Now back out. Waters to the free throw line. A little jump stop and a bump as well. And this foul will go on Vidal for Lincoln. That will be his first foul. Team second. Bearcats have been whistled for one team foul in this second half. Bearcats will inbound baseline right. Isaiah Jackson to inbound. Woods slowly walks to the sideline as he was taken out of the game. Pass off the inbound. Abreu tipped away. It goes in the left corner. Waters. Waters out front right side. Hudgens. With the drive into the right corner, Bray passes up the three, drives on the right baseline, in the lane, leans in, hits the shot, and a foul. Abreu knocks down the bucket. He has four fouled as he went up with the shot. Chuck Wilson picks up his first, and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor for Daniel Abreu.
Yeah, strong take there by Abreu. Some contact there from Wilson. Wilson didn't do too much wrong there, just got a wrong place, wrong time, and Abreu able to finish that one off.
86% free throw shooter at the line in Daniel Abreu. And knocks down the free throw. Abreu with 5 points. And Northwest has cut the margin down to 4 with 16:40 left in the game. Greg Maiden across the timeline, dribbling on the Bearcat paw at midcourt, chased down by Jackson. Dribbles right side on the wing. Goes out front left for Mark Boland. Now to Wilson. Down the lane, he goes off the right side, dribbles into the right corner. Bounce pass stolen away, picked up by Abreu. They were looking to go low post with it, and it's stolen away by Abreu. Now to Hudgens across midcourt left side. Cats picking up where they left off at the end of the first half. Top of the key, Abreu from three-point range, it's good.
Just call this the Abreu sequence. The three-point play, the long arms taking away the steal, then he knocks down a triple, and the Bearcats are within one.
38-37, the Blue Tigers with the lead. 16:06 left in the game. A timeout, Blue Tigers. We'll be back right after this timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, Tri-State Ford Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Northwest down by 1, 38-37. Blue Tigers with it out of the timeout. Going back to the first half, Northwest has outscored Lincoln 24-6 on a run at the end of the first half and into this second half. On the left side, Williams looks low left. Bolin, as he gets called for a travel, leaning back out, trying to put up a shot over Abreu, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
And the Abreu effect continues. He has 6 points in this stretch. He has a steal, then just forced that turnover. Just great defense here by Daniel.
Cats, after being down by 19, a chance to take the lead this possession. Hudgens into left corner, Waters dribbles into the lane, pulls up. Now to Jackson. Jackson right side, dribbles inside the arc, expires the dribble, lobs a pass left side. Hudgens right in front of the Bearcat bench, a three-pointer is good.
And the comeback here is complete as Northwest up by two, now a 29-4 run. And Trevor, for as cold as the Bearcats were, ooh, they are so hot here in this second half.
40-38, Northwest Missouri State with their second lead of the game. They led early 9-8 at the 13-10 mark in the first half. Driven down the right side, Williams, a whistle, and a foul coming up. It looks to be on the Blue Tigers. And the foul will be on Elefio Oluwasego, and that will be his third foul. And the fourth on the Blue Tigers, setting a moving screen. 40-38, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. After trailing by 19 in the first half, when the Cats are about as cold as you could be. Right now, about as hot as you can be. 40-38, Northwest in front. Hudgens across midcourt left side. Cats trying to continue this comeback off the left side. Hudgens out front, Waters through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good. Luke with his first bucket of the game. 42-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. Justin Williams gave his Blue Tiger team boost in the first half coming off the bench. Takes it to the right wing into a double team. Hudgens will pick him up, drives to the right baseline. Into the right corner, Jacoby. Out between the circles is Rig Maiden. Dribbles left. Low left side in the block and a whistle and a foul coming up. Well, Owasico goes to the floor and a foul on Northwest underneath the bucket. Abreu will pick up the foul. That's his first. Got a break in the action. 14:21 left. It's Northwest Missouri State 42, Lincoln 38. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sureag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxson and the Sureag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sureag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Northwest currently on an 11-0 run. They've outscored the Blue Tigers 15-2 in the second half. And they lead 42-38. Over the Lincoln Blue Tigers, 14:21 left in this first half. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Again, Craig McMullen is our studio engineer.
boy, how the tide turns. And, you know, we're kind of joking a little bit there during the break. But really, Northwest is down 32-13. I know from our perspective, kind of like, okay, well, you know, this team finds a way to score in bunches. And here we are with the Bearcats in front by four.
Inbound left side, Oluwasago. Guarded by Abreu. Gets the pass to Williams near the left sideline. Dribbles to the left wing on Hudgens. Shot clock's at 10. Cross court right side, Rick Maiden. Back left side, Williams. Shot clock down to 4. Williams free throw line up with the shot knocked loose by Abreu. Picked up by Hudgens. As Hudgens will navigate through traffic and take it across the 10-second line. And Northwest sets up the offense. Again, Cats up by 4, 42-38. Right now on an 11-0 run off the key Waters. Down the lane, left he goes. Left-handed left, good, and a foul. Another strong drive to the bucket by Luke as he has the layup.
And it looks like he took out the youngest McCollum, who was under the hoop, mopping up the floor for the Bearcats. Just kind of trying to get out of the way of Luke. And big smile on his face over there. He's right in the action.
Waters did the line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. As Anil Vidal ended the game, Rick Maiden goes to the sideline. Also, Yacobi to the bench as well. Derek Woods back into the lineup. Luke's free throw good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Waters. He's got 5 points all coming here in the second half. 45-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. 14-0 run here in the second half. On the right side, Vidal, and he gets called for a travel, trying to make a move off the right wing and dribble out to the top of the key, but didn't get the ball down on the dribble quick enough. And the turnover gives it right back to Northwest, now with 13:41 left, and the Cats up 45-38.
For as good as Lincoln played in those first 20 minutes, things just aren't going their way, can't hit some shots, calls aren't going the way, and the Bearcats just can't miss right now.
Waters out front, takes a pass from Hudgens and knocks down the three. Luke with 8 points in the second half, his 14th three-pointer of the season. Northwest up by 10 after being down by 19 in the first half. 13:16 left off the right side with the dribble. Williams through the lane. The bucket on the left side misses as West Dreamer came over on the help side. Rebound Jackson now to Hudgens down the left sideline to the left wing. Hooks the pass out front. Luke thought about the three. Now back to Hudgens. A three front in front of the Bearcat. Bench is good. And the Cats cannot miss here in the second half. Northwest up 51-38. 12:55 left in the game. We'll be back. Have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat athletics. More information is at compassdentalgroup.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. As Northwest Missouri State in front 51-38 over Lincoln Blue Tigers, 12:55 left in this game. Matt Tritton, what a turnaround in this one.
I mean, it is pretty incredible to see what Northwest Missouri State has done so far, as they were shooting 21% at one point pretty late in the first half. Like, things just weren't going their way. Now they're 8 of 9 to start this second half. And in total, they're outscoring Lincoln 24-2 in the last 7 minutes. So it's just insane what the Bearcats are doing right now.
Oluwasago down in the block right side. They find Woods, who puts it up and in. As Derek Woods with his first bucket of the second half had 10 points in the first. Northwest in front 51-40. Hudgens dribbles to the left wing. Hooks the pass top the key Waters. Down the lane left he goes. Lobs into the right corner. Dreamer thought about the three. Instead drives off the right side. Top of the key Abreu to Hudgens. Down the lane left, hooks it back out front for Brave. Drives the lane, dishes to Isaiah Jackson, lays it up and in off the right side. Isaiah with his first basket tonight. He is perfect 5 of 5 against Lincoln in the first meeting in Jeff City. 53-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Oluwasago out front. Yes, it left for Williams. Inside the arc, takes the jumper on the wing. Too hard, rebound Hudgens for Northwest. Hudgens with his third rebound of the game. He's got 5 assists to go along with 17 points. Just another outing for Trevor. Dribbles to the left wing, hooks the pass, top the key. Luke passes up the three into the right corner. West Dreamer from three-point range from the far right corner is good.
If you want to take this all the way back to the first half, it's a 43-8 run.
Man.
I mean, how do you flip a 19-point deficit to a 16-point lead? We're not even halfway through the second half.
Into the lane, Williams. On the right wing, Vidal. Dribbles with the left hand out between the circles. Cross court left for Chuck Wilson. Free throw line with the dribble. Fans out to the right wing. Shot clock down to 6 seconds. Now to Williams out front. Sets up. Wants the jumper off the front of the rim. No, the long rebound. Hustling effort. West Dreamer gets it to Hudgens. A three-on-three break. Trevor slows things up as he takes it to the right wing. Now sets up. Takes the three. Nothing but net. 20 points for Trevor. And Northwest Missouri State in front now. 59-40. Out between the circles. On the dribble on the left side. Driving is Williams. Into the left corner. Vidal from three-point range short. The rebound tipped by Abreu goes to Hudgens. So Northwest was trailed by 19. Now has a 19-point lead. Hudgens from three-point range. It's good.
That's number 370 for his career. To tie one, Zach Schneider for the most in Bearcat history.
And it's a big one, giving the Bearcats a 62-40 lead over the Blue Tigers. Zach sitting on the sideline watching this tonight. The associate head coach for the Bearcats. Out front on the right side, Wilson. Knocked loose, picked up by Jackson. Scoops it to Hudgens. Right side, here's another three, and that one is good.
And he gives a wave to Zach Schneider. That is the record. He knew it.
65-40, Northwest Missouri State in front.
A big smile there on the bench for Zach Schneider and all the players down there. The Bearcats excited for their teammate.
Inside the arc, a jumper put up from around 17 off the left side by Williams. He goes into double figures with 10. 65-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hudgens across midcourt left side. Out between the circles. Dribbles left, hooks the pass. Waters, he'll take the three out front, and that one is good. They're all getting in on it now. 68-42 Northwest. And Luke with 11 points again, all coming in the second half. Williams on the left side. Spires his dribble. Finds Woods. Posting up near the elbow with Abreu. Spins down the lane. West Dreamer comes over to help out on the help side, but Woods banks it up and in. And it's a 68-44 Northwest Missouri State lead. 8:50 left in the game. Bounce pass from Hudgens goes to Jackson off the right side. As Northwest spreading out their offense. Jackson out front of Waters. Now into the left corner, Dreamer. Three on the way, and that one is good. Nobody can miss right now.
Northwest Missouri State, 10 of 11 from deep in this second half.
As cold as they were to start this game, they are absolutely scorching red hot here in the second half. At the elbow left side, Oluwasego looks low into Lane Wilson. A reverse layup right side blocked by Dreamer, picked up by Abreu. Dreamer at his seventh block of the year. Hudgens into the front court off the right side. Finds Jackson through the lane. Left corner, Dreamer, another three. That one misses, and the rebound right side ripped down by Vidal for the Blue Tigers. Across the timeline. Out front, looks left side. Wilson out with the dribble on the left. Finds Woods, and his dribble knocked away. Picked up by Abreu. Now to Jackson. Fast break to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Isaiah Jackson makes it a 73-44 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats were down 36-27 at halftime. Down by 19 in the first half. And they've led by as many as 29 points as they're up 73-44 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 7:37 left in this game. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, promoting Show Me Zero, a plan to eliminate fatalities and injuries on Missouri roads, encouraging drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, slow down, and don't drive impaired. For more, visit SaveMoLives.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. The credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
73-44, Northwest with the lead. A three put up off the left side is good as Destin Williams knocks down his first three of the game. It's a 73-47 Northwest Missouri State lead over the Blue Tigers. 7:09 left. Cats were down by 19 in the first half, came back and had a 29-point lead. Low post pass goes inside for Bray, a little shot fake, and then he goes up and hits the easy layup off the left side. 10 points for Bray. And Northwest in front, 75-47. Left side, jumper put up on the corner. It rolls around and in, and a foul as Destin Williams got it to fall. He'll go to the free throw line as Hudgens picks up his first foul of the game. And this gets Williams to the free throw line for the first time. Williams just a 47% shooter at the free throw line. Lincoln last in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 59% as the free throw is good. 75-51, Northwest Missouri State up with 6:45 left. And one of those games that you'll be talking about for a while is... Hudgens dribbles to the left side, through the lane, bumped as he goes driving the lane, and a foul on the Blue Tigers. And this foul will go on John Gaines. That will be his first foul. He just entered the ballgame, 6'3", junior out of Detroit, Michigan. Cats down by 19 with 3:43 left in the first half. And right now with a 29-point lead, their largest of the game. In the lane, Abreu, a little spin move, lays it up and in. And Abreu, 12 points, 77-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:20 left. Williams dribbles right side. Now to Rigmaiden. Bolin left side to Gaines. Looks into the left corner. Bolin, a three-pointer blocked away by Abreu. Picked up by Diego Bernard, who's also on the floor now. He takes a right side. A little hesitation move now underneath the bucket with the dribble out front left. Mascari from three-point range, and he joins the three-point shooting tonight as Mascari knocks down the three, his ninth of the season, 80-51, Northwest in front. On the left side, Williams steps back. Three over Waters, short rebound. Mascari for Northwest. Outlet goes to Bernard. And Diego down the left sideline in front of the scorer's table. Out front, looks left side, Waters, quick touch pass left corner, Hudgens, another three, and it's nothing but net. Hudgens with 29 points, 83-51, Northwest Missouri State has the lead. Down the lane, left side, Gaines, spins into the lane, leans in, puts up the shot, and hits it. Hudgens had 9 points at halftime. Right now, sitting with 29. And Northwest up 83-53.
And Coach Mack sending Isaiah Jackson quick timeout to get Trevor out, saying, you've done plenty tonight. Go ahead and take a seat.
And Knox breaks another record as he goes to the bench. And we got a break here with 5:08 left. Northwest Missouri State 83 and Lincoln 53. Back after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's game is brought to you by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristateFordMaryville.com.
Lincoln coming out of the timeout showed full court pressure, and John Gaines collides with Isaiah Jackson, commits the foul, and this will get Isaiah to the free throw line. Seventh team foul, so a one-on-one opportunity coming to Isaiah, who's a 74% shooter this season. The line hits the first, and while we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Jackson's second free throw rolls out. Rebound to the Blue Tigers. A three in the right corner by Rick Maiden rolls out. And Diego Bernard with the rebound for Northwest. He takes it down the right sideline. Northwest up 84-53. Cross-court left side pass finds Mostakis. He drives to the left baseline. Scoops the pass to the left wing. Abreu dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane left. Hooks the pass left side. Mostakis from three-point range, and he knocks it down. Luke with his ninth three of the year, as he joins in on the three-point shooting parade here tonight. 87-53 Northwest. On the left side, Gaines spins in the lane. Shot blocked by Abreu. He'll pick up the foul, and that'll be Luke's second foul. Northwest right now 16 of 28 from three-point range, and I think at one point they were, if memory serves me right, like 1 of 11 from three-point range early in the game.
Yeah, it was a little bit ugly there for a while.
Free throw by Gaines rims in.
And again, you know, we kind of talked about it too. They're just too good of shooters to continue to shoot open shots and not make them. And eventually, once they started falling, boy, they've been falling like crazy, as Northwest Missouri State is now 21 of 23 from the field in the second half.
And in the first half, total, they were 3 of 13 on threes at halftime. 87-54, Northwest Missouri State has the lead, 4:13 left. On the left side, Bernard lost the hand on the dribble, but the reason he did, a reach-around foul coming up as Destin Williams knocks it away, but also picks up the foul. And Bernard will go to the free-throw line for a one-on-one opportunity. Spencer Somers coming in, and Abreu goes to the sideline. And what a game Abreu had, really, at the end of the first half and then really into that second half. Daniel came in and played well.
Yeah, he really did. 12 points on 5 of 6 shooting, knocked down a 3, a couple rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a blocked shot. No turnovers in 23 minutes of work. And again, a young man that we feel like we see grow every time he steps out on the floor, but really has a chance to do some big things for Northwest, not only knocking down shots, but defensively too.
Diego hits the first, the second one good as well. His first 2 points of the second half, 9 points total, 89-54. Northwest Missouri State up, just over 4 minutes left in the game. Williams, top of the key with the dribble on Diego to the elbow left side. Into the left corner, Wilson. Goes out to the left wing. Left side is Williams. Drives on Mascari, little shot fake. And a long cross-court pass right side to Wilson on the wing. Out front left, Reg Maiden. Shot clock down to 4 seconds. Bounce pass, Gaines on the baseline right. Drives and banks it up and in. Gaines off the bench with 5 points in the second half. 89-56, Northwest up. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Scari off the right side. Looks left side, Bernard. With the right hand, dribbles top of the key. Spins on Wilson. Left side for Mostakis. A three-pointer rims around and in. Right in front of the Bearcat bench, knocks down another three.
Now we'll touch about every part of the rim. It's just friendly hometown rolls tonight.
92-56, Northwest up. Williams at the left side, takes a 15-foot jumper, rims around and out. Moustakas with the board for Northwest. Just under 3 minutes left, 92-56, as Northwest has the lead. Bernard, left side, Jackson, underneath the bucket. Schomers dribbles, ball loose, picked up by Rigmaiden for the Blue Tigers. Left side, Wilson wants the three, short, just grazes the rim, and Isaiah Jackson will have the rebound inside.
2.5 minutes left. Northwest has put up 65 points in the second half alone.
Out front, Mascari, and he'll take a three. And this one a little too hard, and the rebound inside Rigmaiden for the Blue Tigers. 2:19 left, 92-56, Northwest. Out front, right side, Wilson. Long bounce pass into the right corner, Rigmaiden. Joining the circles, Gaines. Drives the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and hits the layup. Gaines has had a solid second half. Didn't see any time in the first half. 92-58 Northwest. Jackson for the Bearcats in the front court off the left side. Lobs that alley-oop for Schomers and the slam dunk inside. Schomers with his first bucket of the game. And Christian Stanislav enters as Diego Bernard goes to the bench.
I tried to get Spencer that a few times this year, and it just hadn't worked out. The defense has been there, but got to see the ups that time from the freshman out of Omaha.
Cats right now with Stanislav, Jackson, Mascari, also Moustakas on the floor. Out to the top of the key goes Williams. Drives on Stanislav. Down the lane. Drives to a halt. Stanislav with a blocked shot. Ball loose on the floor. Picked right up by Williams into the right corner, and a three put up and missed from that right side by Kimball. And the rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Jackson across midcourt right side, 1:20 left. Long bounce pass from Jackson goes to Moustakas, posting up in the block off the right side, dribbles into the lane, looking inside for Jackson. Pass stolen. Rigmaiden across midcourt left side into the left corner, and a three put up and mopping in is Dustin Williams with a three from the far left corner. And it's a 94-61 Northwest lead. Under a minute left in this one. A heck of a comeback by the Bearcats. Down 19 in the first half. They've led by as many as 36 here in the second half. On the right side, Jackson into the right corner. Schomers. Nine on the shot clock. Schomers dribbles into the lane. Literal shovel pass goes to Mascari driving the lane on the right side.
Well, nice play by the freshman there. Schomers, he sees Mascari coming around. Just kind of mascooches that pass off, and Mitch lays it in.
96-61. 24 seconds left on the right side. Kimball drives, lays it up, and in. 96-63. Northwest in front. Mascari across the timeline. Looks right side and gets it to Moustakas. Over to Jackson. He'll just hold on to the ball as we're down to 5 seconds left in this game as Northwest Missouri State will go to 18-2 on the year and 11-1 in the MIAA. Lincoln falls to 1-14 and 0-10 in conference play. We'll be back and have more for you after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service.
Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat Athletics. More information at mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristatefordmaryville.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the win 96-63 as they defeat the Lincoln Blue Tigers along with Matt Tripp. I'm John Coffey as Craig McMullen is our studio engineer for tonight. And Matt, I think most people watching this game, even the first half of Northwest down by 19, for the most part thought Northwest would come back and pick up a win here tonight. But I don't think anybody thought that at one point they would lead by 36 points in the second half.
That's just, it's mind-blowing. First, down by 19, and then they climb back to 9 at halftime. And I think there are certain fan bases that you have just been, like, such bad luck. You've been so snake-bitten that you're like, there's no way a team can come back from this. It's over. Northwest has been so good for so long. Down by 19, they climb back in it. You're like, yeah, okay, expect them to win this basketball game. To do it in the fashion that they did was absolutely incredible. We were kind of laughing, but right whenever we came back on the air, Northwest could have put up a goose egg. They could have been 36-0 at halftime and still won this game because they scored 69 second-half points, and Lincoln put up 63 for the entire game. Like, I did the numbers really quick, and Northwest – in the first half of games, they're averaging 37.2 points per game, per first half, I should say. In the second half, they're putting up 42.5 points per second half. So they've been scoring more points in the second half regardless. They had 50 points in the second half against Newman. But to go off for 69 points in 20 minutes of work, I mean, it's just mind-blowing to see the way they shot as that went along. 24 for 27 from the field, 14 of 17 from three-point range. In the final 20 minutes alone. It's just, how do you put that into words? It's crazy.
I think you can see the light switch kind of flip on. They're about 2.5-3 minutes left in the first half when Northwest started to get some things rolling. And again, they cut it to single digits going into halftime. And then you thought, well, we got momentum going. And we'll just see what happens here. But my goodness, a team that shot as poorly as they did early in this ball game just couldn't miss for a large stretch of that second half.
And that's why. That's why you don't turn the game off. That's why you don't miss a Bearcat game, because something special seems to happen every single night that these guys take the floor. So, and even if it would have just been Trevor Hudgens setting the MIAA three-point record, which he did tonight in a big way, these guys are just so fun to watch. And so, boy, we have a month left of regular season basketball. You don't want to miss any of it.
It is a fun team to watch. Again, the final score here, Northwest Missouri State 96 and Lincoln 63. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with a sweep of a doubleheader tonight as both Bearcat teams defeat Lincoln in this men's game 96-63. As Northwest sees their overall record go to 18-2, they are now 11-1 in the MIAA. Lincoln falls to 1-14 and 0-10 in conference play. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffman. Again, Matt, this is a Lincoln team that obviously has struggled this year, but they've played really for the most part everyone close. They just haven't quite found a way to come up with a win in the conference this year. But this was something special here tonight. And joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, joining us here as well, in Ben McCollum. And as Ben joins us here, Ben, what a turnaround in this one. The team as cold as you can be in the first, probably 10, 15 minutes of the game, to about as hot as you can be there in the second half.
Yeah, that wasn't our best first half. But, you know, credit Lincoln. I mean, they came in and they were playing with house money, and they played with a lot of energy, a lot of juice. You know, they were really, really good coming in, had a good game plan. And, you know, I don't know what we were. We were just kind of discombobulated. I'd have to watch the film. You know, and then we went away from what works, and because we missed the shot a few times, and we just wouldn't refuse to drive like we should have. So, you know, we'll get there. We've been working a lot on penetrating pitch, and we didn't do it a whole lot today. So we need to make sure that we get better come Saturday, because, you know, Central's playing really, really well.
What it seemed like about the three-minute mark there in the first half, kind of a light switch kind of flipped on. You could see this team kind of get some things rolling. What really turned the tide for you there at the end of the first half?
Yeah, I think we got some stops, and then we found something that worked offensively, and we just kept going to it. But, you know, most importantly, we got some stops. I mean, eventually I figured it would click. It's just like, you know, we came out in the game, and we almost were trying to shoot a 100-point shot. It was like, guys, just let the game come to you. Just allow it to flow. And we just wouldn't do it. We just were not connected. And second half, we were much more connected, which was great.
Boy, what a second half it was. You had a lot of guys that really contributed. But first of all, let's just talk about Trevor Hudgens setting the three-point mark at Northwest and breaking the mark that was held by Zach Schneider. Zach over on the sideline right next to you when that took place. I've seen a couple pretty good three-point guys go through, actually more than a couple come through your program, but Trevor's just something special, isn't he?
He is, yeah. No, I mean, obviously he had a good game tonight, and he, you know, he got on that little hot streak, which is really fun to watch when he gets going. And again, guys allow him to do that, and you know, our offense was clicking at that point. We were moving the basketball, getting teams in rotation, and we just need to do a better job of that more consistently, and we finally did that that second half.
And in the second half, too, Daniel Bray really stepped up there.
Yeah, he was great. You know, we just didn't put him in soon enough in that first half. I mean, he was plus 41. When he was in, we won by 41 points. We got to continue to make sure that he gets in the game early and often. So,
well, a great game here today, and just a fun second half to watch. I'm sure the early moments of the first half probably not so much for you, but it just seemed like once things started to click, everybody's having a lot of fun out there on the floor.
Yeah, second half was much better. You know, our offense started to go a little bit, which is always fun, and started hitting a bunch of threes. It really helps the crowd.
What do you take out of this now as you get ready for Central on Saturday?
You know, not a lot. I mean, you know, we hit some shots that second half. We guarded a lot better. Ball screen coverage was better. We kept the ball in front of us. Just everything was better that second half. But first half, you know, you just kind of erase it and move on to the next.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State again with the win, 96-63, as they defeat the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Back with more on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena on our post game. Northwest Missouri State with the win at 96-63, the final score. Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information online at championshipmotorsllc.com. With Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey, checking some of the stats here. For Northwest in the first half, they ended up shooting 37% from the field. They were 3 of 13 on threes in the first half and 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Second half totals 14 of 17 on threes, 24 of 27 overall from the field in the second half. That is just unbelievable. 24 of 27 shooting 88.9% in the second half.
So, what's funny is as we go throughout, if you're not following us on Twitter, at Bearcat Radio, all kinds of great pictures of John Coffey calling games on some Bearcat stats. Probably should be more pictures of John. Northwest Missouri State quarterback Mike Hohensee's father, Mike Hohensee, follows us on Twitter and had a reply to one of those tweets about how well Northwest was shooting in that second half. And he's spot on, saying most teams can't shoot like that in practice against air. And he's exactly right. It's just something about Northwest and striving for perfection, or what Coach Mack and Coach Schneider do, but they get the most out of this team in critical moments. I mean, this isn't something new here. We've seen the Bearcats do this at the highest level. Think about the Elite Eight last year, too. So it is crazy to think about how good they actually were in these final 20 minutes tonight.
At one point in the first half, looking at the stats, Northwest as a team is shooting right around 21%. Again, that's, I think, probably about midway through the first half or so, somewhere that. But for the game, they ended up shooting 64.7%, taking in the fact that they were shooting 20% in the first half at one point. So that is just unbelievable. And one of the guys who is responsible for that coming here to join us is Trevor Hudgens. And, Trevor, boy, that was a heck of a game and a heck of a second half, really, for you guys.
Yeah, I feel like it was night and day. I felt like the first half things were open. We just weren't hitting, and then our defense kind of got affected by that. But honestly, I felt like we stayed together a little bit longer than I thought we were going to do. But we made some adjustments at the half, and we just came out and we just did what we'd normally do every single day in practice. Just hit open shots, pass to open guys, and play hard, and that's what happened today.
You know, from our vantage point, it looked like about 3 minutes left in the first half. Again, something just seemed to click with you guys out there at that particular point. Did you sense it at that point?
I feel like we were coming back a little bit. The energy just kind of changed a little bit throughout the older guys. We knew something had to give. We had to get a stop. We just had to put the ball in the hole, just see it go through the net, and just play and compete.
Cutting the lead to single digits there at the end of the first half would make was huge for you guys to begin with.
Yeah, I feel like when when it was pretty bad early on, but when we started making shots and we saw the score start going up, we felt good going in the half.
And here's the stat we were talking about. As a team in the second half, you guys were 24 of 27 for the entire half. That's just mind-boggling when you think about that.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. I feel like that's the best we've ever shot, honestly. If we didn't have the first half catastrophe we had, I feel like this would have been the best game we've ever played. But, I mean, we just kept our confidence. We got great guys on this team. And when things are going bad, we just keep our heads up. And we got leaders on this team to keep other people's heads up. And I feel like we did that today. And we just came out the second half and just played for each other. And just everything started clicking, and we were making shots.
Now, I want to talk about a mark that you made here tonight, too. 7 of 11 on threes, the 7 threes. You become the all-time three-point made leader at Northwest. As you looked over at the sideline and saw Zach Snyder over there on the bench after you hit that one, just kind of talk a little bit about breaking Zach's mark and what that means, and to see Zach on the sideline when you did it.
Zach was great when he played here. He was great, as everyone knows. Got three championships under his belt. Lots of respect to him as a player and a coach. We were talking today about the record, he just said, "Get it over with today." That's what he told me. So. I mean, I was just shooting my open shots like I normally do, and it just happened today. And I'm happy, but not satisfied.
Yeah, a lot of basketball left to be played. And when things get going as well as they were going there in the second half for you, how much fun is that just to be on the floor and be a part of what was taking place there?
Oh, it's great. When everyone has a smile on their face and everyone's hitting shots and everyone's moving and passing the ball to each other and defense is clicking, offense is clicking, That's why you play the sport. It's just the art, and it's just poetry in motion at that point. And you feel like a little kid again. And the love of the game is just flowing through this arena when everything's going in. Everything was just going our way at the end of the day, and it's just great to play this game.
I think the incredible thing about that, too, it really didn't matter who came out on the floor. People coming off the bench, they were knocking down threes. Guys that started the half, again, everybody just had a hand in that. That was just something to watch offensively here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of guys that can put the ball in the hole, and we're all confident with each other doing so. And when we have the whole team shooting like that, it's a really good day. Really good day. We make Coach Mack happy. We make ourselves happy, and we make the fans happy. And that's what it's about. It's just about playing for each other and trying to do our best.
And you guys got Shomer's that alley-oop slam dunk there as well.
Yes, we've been trying to get him to get one all year. He's a great athlete, going to be a great player. And shout out to Isaiah for making the pass. It was a great play. Proud of him.
All right, well, a good win here after being down by 19 to at one point lead by 36 points in the second half. I don't know if there's ever been a swing that large, but that's just something amazing to watch, and congratulations on the game here today.
Thank you.
Again, Trevor Hudgens with us on our post game. Northwest Missouri State with the win here tonight, 96-63. Our player of the game. Sponsored by United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. Again, looking at Trevor's line tonight, played over 34 minutes of the game, 11 of 15 from the field, 7 of 11 on threes. He had 4 rebounds to go along with 7 assists and 3 steals. Only downside, he didn't have an opportunity to shoot a free throw in tonight's game. That's about it. But everything else looking good there for Trevor as he's our player of the game.
That's a pretty easy one to give out, right?
I think so.
I mean, he's just he's incredible, a great kid, too. And so, again, we're very fortunate to be able to watch him, but especially from our perspective, to be able to work with kids like that one-on-one with all these student-athletes here at Northwest.
And Northwest with the win, 96-63. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back on our post game, 96-63, the final score. Again, going over some of the final stats. We talked a little bit about some of the team stats out of this game. Again, a phenomenal 24 of 27 shooting in the second half for Northwest, 65% overall, 56% on threes, and 13 of 18 at the free throw line. Individually, 29 points for Trevor Hudgens, also 15 points for Wes Dreamer. Dreamer knocked down three threes in this game. He was 6 of 6 at the free throw line, had four rebounds as well. 12 points for Daniel Abreu, 5 of 6 shooting from the field, 1 of 2 on threes. He knocked down one free throw, had a couple of rebounds and three assists and two steals to go along with a block shot as well. So Daniel Abreu with a big game that perhaps might be overlooked with everything else that took place out there today, but Daniel really gave this team a huge lift there.
Yeah, it seems like these last few games, really the last couple of weeks, he's stepped up and really gotten comfortable with what he's doing out there. The confidence is building, and I think that's one of those things that he works hard in practice and it translates here to the floor. And Coach Mack very pleased with what he's seeing out of Daniel Abreu.
Luke Waters, a strong second half. He ends up with 11 points all coming in the second half on 4 of 5 shooting, had 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Also, 9 points for Diego Bernard with 5 rebounds and 5 assists and 2 steals. So, again, there's a guy that had a lot to do with this game as well and almost got into double figures, 9 points, but 5 assists and 5 rebounds today and 2 steals. A great game for Diego again.
Yeah, I mean, Diego just continues to do whatever it takes for this basketball team. And he was like everybody else, missed some shots early on. I think he wish he could have had back because the shots you typically see Diego knock down. But the way he plays defense, his intensity, and obviously he's capable of going out there and passing the ball out. But you look at him and Trevor Hudgens, they combine for 12 assists in this one and combined for 2 turnovers when they, you know, on the floor for that much. I mean, just what they bring to the table, I think it's safe to say it's the best backcourt of all time at Northwest and probably the best backcourt of all time in the MIAA.
Yeah, and maybe Division II overall.
I mean, I know that we've had some things thrown out on social media of some other teams having better guards or elsewhere in the country, but
it's no contest once you see these guys play.
Isaiah Jackson, 5 points and a couple assists and a very big assist there toward the end with that alley-oop pass for Shomers.
Yeah, it was great to see him get out there and have that one. Shomers also had a nice one off to Mascari going by. They kind of just shoveled that pass off and laid it in. So you're even seeing those younger guys or the guys don't get a ton of time stepping out there. And it's like once the game's flowing, if you're wearing a Bearcat jersey, you're going to step out there and do some nice stuff.
Mascari with 5 points. Luke Mostakis off the bench with 6. Shomers with 2. And 2 points for Byron Alexander. He had some big minutes there in the first half as well. And, again, just a solid performance out of the Bearcats as a team. 4 in Lincoln. A couple players in double figures. Destin Williams off the bench with 20 points. And Derek Woods had 14. And this one as the Blue Tigers ended up shooting 52% from the field overall. In the second half, they shot 42%. That's not, really not a bad percentage when you think about it, shooting 52% overall for the game. And you still get beat 96-63.
No, I think if you would have told them that they were going to come out and shoot that well, they probably would have taken it. But the 15 turnovers and the way that Northwest Missouri State just came out and were couldn't be stopped in that second half, obviously, is the difference in this one. But, yeah, to shoot that well and to only put up 63, I think Lincoln would like to have that one back, obviously.
96-63, Northwest with the win over Lincoln. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena. A sweep of a doubleheader tonight in the men's game. Northwest with the win 96-63. The women got things started off right with a 63-46 win over Lincoln. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, that was a good women's game as well as they came out and took care of business with the Lincoln Blue Tiger women.
Yeah, the Northwest Missouri State women really came out, played well, especially in that second quarter, just kind of took control at that point. Northwest outscoring Lincoln 20-6 in that second quarter. The Bearcats were shooting 54% in the first half as a whole, opened up a 35-14 lead. Credit to Lincoln. They played hard. They battled. They got back within 12 points, but Northwest just knocked down some shots down the stretch, made that back to a 17-point game. And so now the Bearcats are 14-5, a chance to move to 10 games over 500 if they can pick up a win over Central Missouri. So that's a UCM squad that could be a little bit vulnerable right now. They're coming off a tough loss to Missouri Western. But the Jennies have had the Bearcats' number in recent years, and so that's another one you kind of want to rip that Band-Aid off and get over the hump against UCM. So a chance to do it at home. Just a three-point loss in Warrensburg earlier this year. And so, you know, the Bearcats will come out fired up for that. So hopefully some momentum carries Northwest into that Saturday matchup.
And Mallory McConkey, we're hitting a big milestone tonight as well with her 15 points.
Yeah, she crosses over that 1,000-point threshold. So she is the 19th Bearcat ever to have 1,000 or more points and 500 or more rebounds throughout her career. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot over the last 5 years at this point, that she's a player that grew up right down the road, started out at Union Star, but then went to Guilford, went to South Nottoway High School, where she graduated, came up here to Northwest. And sometimes those Class 1 players, they get overlooked. It's not easy to make that adjustment to the Division 2 level, but credit to her. All the hard work that she put in to be able to get to this point. She's got blue-collar parents, a hard-working family, and just comes out here and puts her head down and does her job. So it's so much fun to watch her and watch this team continue to grow.
Bearcat women with a win go to 14-5 and 9-4 in MIAA play. And again, the Bearcat men with a win here tonight as well, 96-63. We'll be back, wrap it up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 and from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena after a sweep of the doubleheader, Northwest Missouri State with wins over Lincoln on both the men's and women's side. I'm with Matt Tritt and I'm John Coffey. Well, we'll be right back here Saturday afternoon. It's always a lot of fun when Central Missouri comes to town. Kind of an old rivalry going back to the original days of the MIAA. And it's always fun with those two teams.
It is. In the words of Mark Rosewell, Central Missouri State. You know you're going to get that text.
Central Missouri is coming to town, as he would say. Of course, he's a Central grad, and we always are reminded of that.
We are, quite often. Yeah, it'll be good to see Central Missouri here in town. Old Doug Carlisken with his Bearcat ties on the men's side of things. And so you know that they're going to try to come out and they saw how close Lincoln got to knocking off Northwest. Within 20 minutes, I mean, they're up by 9 at halftime. They want to try to come out and be able to knock off the Bearcats. On the women's side, that's been one. The Bearcats trying to get over that hurdle and knock off the Jennies. One of their assistant coaches new this year is Lindsay Holt, who came over from the Northwest Missouri State staff, and she's a Bearcat alum, so always good to see Lindsay back out here. But chance for the Bearcats to come out and do what we did tonight, get a sweep on their home floor.
Let's hope that happens. And again, the women's game will tip off at 1:30, the men at 3:30. Our broadcast begins at 1 o'clock with our pregame for the women. Again, here this evening, the Northwest Missouri State women winners over Lincoln, 63-46. And the Northwest men defeated Lincoln, 96-63. Thanks to Matt Tritton here at Bearcat Arena. Also, our studio engineer, Craig McMullen. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.